In 3, 2, 1. Well, she is in history's most famous woman, venerated in each corner of the globe. Cathedrals built in her honor, schools, state cities, religious orders bear her name. Well, of course, I'm speaking of our Heavenly Mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in a new, beautifully bound, full-color edition, Father Ed Broom has compiled the Compendium of Marian Devotions. And in these pages, Father Broom pulls together, a tour of Marian history, prayers, feasts, and beautiful devotions. Father Broom is joining me this morning to tell us all about it. Good morning, Father Broom. Thanks so much for joining the Morning Blend.
God bless you. Thank you very much for inviting me. I really, really appreciate that.
Well, Father Broom, you are a priest of the Oblates of the Virgin Mary. Tell us a little bit about your order.
Well, our order has as charism giving the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola. Another one would be the formation of priests. Another one would be the formation of laity. Another, fighting against current heresies. But also, essential to our congregation is the Marian devotion. We are oblates of the Virgin Mary. That means that we belong to Jesus through Mary. And part of our charism is to try to spread as much devotion as we possibly can to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And as St. Louis de Montfort says, Mary is the quickest, easiest, the shortest pathway to Christ, is through the Blessed Virgin Mary. So that would be one of our charisms, to try to get as many people to really love Christ through the presence and the intercession of His Heavenly Mother.
Well, Father Broom, another way people can really begin to develop their devotion is to just open up these incredible pages of the Compendium of Marian Devotions. You've written and compiled so many things in here. How long did it take you to get all of this, you know, kind of gathered up, sent to the publisher's handbooks, and then have it printed and brought back to the shelf for people to purchase?
It's a good question. It took a long time. Actually, I wrote it about 5 years ago. And it took a long time because of the pandemic, those 3 years, it was basically kind of put on hold. Then one of the men that was working with me, he died suddenly. So it was a sudden death of John Morehouse, who was helping me out. So we had to kind of change direction where we had another person to help me in putting it together. And he did a great job. And then also the fact that a lot of this work was done in Europe. The art as well as the pages were done in Europe. It took a longer time, but I feel that was really worth the effort and the suffering that came about. And I feel that this is going to do a lot of good to people. I think it's going to help people to really get to know and love Mary. And Mary is always the quickest pathway to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Well, let's talk about that, Father, because you mentioned that and talk about it more in the book. So when the apostles in Scripture, they asked Jesus, how should we pray? Well, Jesus, He gave us the Our Father. So if we can pray directly to our God, explain more why we ask the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
That's a very good question that you hear often from Protestants and non-believers, even some Catholics that don't have too much formation. And the passage I usually give is taken from John chapter 2, which would be the second luminous mystery. We find our Lord at the wedding feast of Cana, and they ran out of wine, and Mary said to Jesus, there's no more wine. Jesus says, what is this to you, woman? My hour has not yet arrived. Then Mary says, do whatever He tells you. And what Jesus did was he turned that water into the best of wines. So we see that Jesus does the miracle, but it's through the intercession of Mary that this was carried out. And actually in the Sacred Scripture, Mary actually speaks seven times that are recorded in sacred scripture. The last time she speaks is in the wedding feast of Cana, and her last words were, "Do whatever he tells you." Honestly, that's the best advice in the world. We would simply do what Jesus tells us to do. The whole world would be saved, and that advice comes from the Blessed Virgin Mary.
I am speaking this morning with Father Ed Broom. Father Broom has a new book out through Tan Books. It is the Compendium of Marian Devotion, and it is so beautifully bound, sure to be a wonderful, perhaps, gift for somebody special in your life this Advent season. Father Broom, no tool or devotion can aid us in our spiritual journey quite like the rosary. And you do your best to summarize it in a chapter of your book. What are some of the important things that we should know about that we didn't maybe realize about the rosary?
Good question. What really impressed me over the past few years is the person of St. Pope John Paul II, and I had the privilege of being ordained by John Paul II back in the 80s, thanks be to God. And what a great lover of God, but also what a great lover of Mary. His papal motto was Totus Tuus Ego Sum, which is taken from True Devotion to Mary, St. Louis de Montfort. But back in the year 2002, 20 years ago, John Paul II wrote a beautiful, beautiful letter that I invite all of you to read. And it's an apostolic letter, and the title would be The Blessed Virgin Mary and the Rosary. In this, John Paul II will introduce the new mysteries, the luminous mysteries, the baptism of Jesus, the wedding feast of Cana, the proclamation of the kingdom, transfiguration, and the institution of the Eucharist and the priesthood. But in this apostolic letter, which is really a spiritual Marian masterpiece, John Paul II says, the purpose of our life is given to us through what Mary did. And it is to contemplate the face of Jesus through the eyes and heart of Mary. I love that. To contemplate the face of Jesus, but through the eyes and heart of Mary. And that's really what we're aiming at when we're meditating upon the 20 mysteries in the rosary. We want to contemplate the face of Jesus through the eyes and heart of Mary. So that's one thing that I glean from that apostolic letter, is that Mary's always going to bring us to Christ. She wants us not to focus upon so much the things of the world, but focus upon Christ and his face. And if we do it in this life, we will arrive at what is called the beatific vision. The beatific vision is to contemplate the face of the Trinity for all eternity.
Well, Father Broom, you know, we are on this side of heaven and not before that beautiful beatific vision. I believe that there's so much to learn on this journey to heaven. Now, you've spent your vocation dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary. In putting together this compendium, is there something that you learned or something that was kind of brought forward that maybe surprised you a little bit?
Yes. My initial intention was to just write on specific Marian devotions. For example, the Golden Hail Mary, the Litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Month of Mary, the Memorare, Marian Novenas, Marian Consecration. But Brian, who was helping me to compose this, he said, well, why don't you go beyond the devotions and add also to the devotions Marian doctrine or Marian dogmas. So what I did was I wrote on the Keith Marion dogmas. And over the past 10 years, I give missions in Los Angeles. I give missions giving the spiritual exercise of St. Ignatius, but also I give Marian missions where I bring parishes to consecrate themselves to the Blessed Virgin Mary. The last one I did was Our Lady of Loretto in the city of Los Angeles, right next to the cathedral. And we had a couple hundred people that were doing that consecration. But I'm aware of this, that most Catholics do not know the Marian dogmas. I'd say probably 95% they don't know what they are. So I've given a chapter on that. And the Marian dogmas would be the Immaculate Conception, the perpetual virginity of Mary, Mary's divine maternity, which means Mary's the mother of God, and the Assumption of Mary, which was the last dogma that was proclaimed by Pope Pius XII, November 1st, 1950. So my initial attention was just these Marian devotions. I've mentioned about 10 of them. But it turned out that through Brian's suggestion that we add both dogma and devotion. And I try to compare Mariology to a salad, Olive Garden salad. You have to have the salad, but you have to have the condiments. So the condiments would be the devotion, and the dogma would be the salad, because devotion without dogma degenerates into sentimentalism, whereas dogma without devotion can be very arid and dry. Hopefully you understand my analogy. So there should be a harmonious blend in Mariology between the devotion and the dogma. So that's what one thing that that surfaced during the writing of it, to not simply do the devotion, but also give a solid Marian dogmatic foundation.
Oh, I love that. An Olive Garden salad. Of course, then perhaps we could call the rosary those wonderful breadsticks, because I never get enough. Father Ed Broom joining me today, talking about his new book, The Compendium of a Marian Devotion. Well, Father Ed, anything worth doing on the Blessed Virgin Mary takes all of our best effort, and you have done that, and we're so thankful that after all these years, it is now available for us to purchase. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you, too. In fact, Father Ed, before we go, will you end us in prayer and your priestly blessing?
Yes. I pray that through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, that God would bless all of you with peace and joy, long life, and eternal life through the intercession of Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And again, that is Father Ed Broom. So the name of the book, again, The Compendium of a Marian Devotion. It is available through Tan Books. I will be sure to add a link to where you can get right to Tan Books, purchase a copy for yourself. You're going to find that link on the podcast of this interview, materdeiradio.com, and the Hail Mary media app. All right, Father Broom, I just kind of let our discussion go. We definitely did go far enough that I'm going to have to break this up into two segments of our morning show. So if it's all right with you right now, all I want to do is record a break with you, reintroduce us, and thank you for joining us. That way I have kind of a break that I can put in our interview, okay?
Okay, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hold on just a second here then. Well, that is just some of what you're going to learn in The Compendium of a Marian Devotions. It is out by Tan Books. I'm speaking this morning with Father Ed Broom. Father Ed, I've enjoyed our conversation so much, but I am coming up against my break, and there's more that I want to talk to you about. Can you stay with me through the break so we can continue our discussion in the next half hour?
Yes.
I am continuing now my conversation with Father Ed Broom. Father Ed is the writer and compiled this beautiful compendium of Marian devotions. He's joining me today because we're talking a little bit about what you're going to find in his book. And now some of the things that Father Ed, that Father Broom learned while he was writing this book. Good morning, Father Ed. Good morning, Father Broom. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you so very much, Brenda. It's a real joy and pleasure to be with you.
All right, that's perfect. I want to stay consistent. I don't know if you go by Father Ed or Father Broom, but growing up, actually, my mom and dad's parents, they have a father.